On Friday, August 27, 2010, it's Oroville News Time with Marlenka on microphone, Miriam and Yahalom in studio. A look at today's weather. Under cloudy skies with 62% humidity, the temperature shows a low of 24 degrees with a high of 32 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds, 9 kilometers per hour. Saturday morning, probable thunderstorms, and Sunday's forecast is for heavy rain. The topic in the limelight today is water, the commodity that we cannot do without, that we thoughtlessly squander, and that currently is falling from the sky in torrential monsoon rains causing floods in Pakistan. The UN says that more than 17 million people have been affected by the monsoon floods in Pakistan, destroying about 1.2 million homes. Will a thirsty China divert Tibet's waters is the name of a talk Le Pavillon de France is presenting by Claude R.P. Tibet, known as the roof of the world or the third pole, is considered as Asia's water tank. Four of the world's longest rivers, the Brahmaputra, that's Yarlung Tsangpo in Tibetan, the Yangtze, the Mekong, and the Huang Ho, commonly known as the Yellow River, all have their headwaters on the plateau. Six other major rivers originating in Tibet are the Salween, the Irrawaddy, the Arun, the Karnali, the Sutlej, and the Indus. Now, about 90% of the runoff from these rivers flows downstream to China, India, Bangladesh, Nepal, Pakistan, Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Tibet's waters supply fresh water to over 85% of Asia's population, which is 50% of the population of the planet. At this precise moment in time, China badly needs water to feed its growing population. One of the solutions for China would be to divert rivers from the south to the north. This could be done via three channels in the eastern, central, and western regions, respectively. This is where the waters of Tibet are vital. Many believe that it was one of Mao's motivations for marching into Tibet in 1950. For us in South Asia, our main concern is the Brahmaputra, whose waters give life to hundreds of millions of people living downstream in Arunachal, Assam, and Bangladesh. The question, can Beijing make this decision to divert the Brahmaputra waters to quench China's thirst at the risk of a war with its southern neighbor? In this talk at the Tibetan Pavilion, Claude R.P. will speak about this difficult questions, and that the talk will be in French with simultaneous translation into English, 5:45 p.m. tomorrow, that's Saturday, August 28th, at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. Today, Friday, is day two of the three-day seminar on sustainability in Oroville, focusing on visits to environmentally sustainable housing projects, organic food production and waste, the ongoing problem of dealing with waste. For further information, see Oroville Green Practices online. Here's an aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. It is well not to be too loosely playful in one's games, nor too grimly serious in one's life and works. Seek in both a playful freedom and a serious order. For comments or questions, feel free to contact oravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.